Good morning. So does anyone like to cook? Hey, we got a few cooks. Okay. I don't love to cook, but I love to eat. So what are some of your favorite things, those of you that do cook? What do you like to cook? Hard-boiled eggs, awesome. What about you? What? A lot of things. That's awesome. Sweet. What do you like to cook, Theo? Oh, fruit. That's my kind of cooking right there. So, if we like to eat things, then sometimes we got to put them together. We got to make them. And so sometimes if we're hungry, we can go grab some fruit. We can do the type of cooking that I'm good at, maybe making trail mix or something like that. That's right. Open a bag of peanuts, throw them in. Open a bag of raisins, throw them in. Maybe some, sunflower seeds, dried fruit. That's my type of cooking. But my mom, she's such a good cook. She gave me this cookbook, Simply in Season. I love it because it helps me know when to buy things because they're in season. And she made this chocolate cake for me out of here. Oh, it is not as simple as making trail mix, that's for sure. But yeah, that's right. You got to have the flour. You got to make that batter with the eggs and all the good stuff. And so sometimes cooking is easy, like my trail mix. And sometimes cooking is hard, like this chocolate cake. And today, I started thinking about that chocolate cake that my mom made. And in it, I was looking at this recipe. It's called Secret Chocolate Cake. Well, so it starts with all the stuff you think would be in a cake. Sugar and oil, baking cocoa, so that's the good chocolate stuff. Vanilla, ooh, it has a little cinnamon. Flour, so things you would expect to be in your chocolate cake. And then it says applesauce. Does anyone like applesauce?
Me.
Me too. So I was like, awesome. And then that secret thing, beets. Does anyone know what beets are? They're this deep red purple vegetable. They're not my favorite. Who puts beets in a cake? It was the secret in here. And let me tell you, you couldn't taste those veggies in this cake. It was delicious. But it was kind of the secret in the recipe. And so, we got to thinking about today's scripture. In today's scripture, we kind of get a recipe from Jesus. And our scripture is called the Beatitudes. Can y'all say that with me? Beatitudes. And it's kind of got two parts to it. It's a funky word, but I like to break it into two. Be and attitude. And it reminds us, one, the ways we can be, so how we want to act, and two, the attitudes we can have. And so the Beatitudes, they start like this, blessed are they, and it's how Jesus gives us our lesson. So let's listen to a few of them. He says, be merciful to people. So be kind, even when people are hurting, especially when people are hurting. He says to be peacemakers, so help people out, keep them calm when people are fighting. And he says to have an attitude of wanting to do what's right. And so Jesus reminds us that if we're sad, God's there to comfort us. And then we're happy, God's there with us too. And I think that's kind of the secret in the recipe, is that whether we're happy or whether we're sad, whether things are good or whether things are bad, whether we have chocolate cake or whether someone sneaks beets into it, that Jesus is with us and calls us blessed. So can you put your hands together and y'all repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for the Beatitudes. Help us to follow your recipes and rules. Amen.